and I in him. These were the hymns, words of the entrance hymn of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, there are many things in our lives that we forget, even important things. And also there are things that help us to remember. And Christ, being human and divine, of course, he wanted his disciples and all those of us down the ages, including us and those to come, not to forget who he was. It's very easy. As the saying goes, you see, you know, we have short memories there, knowingly or unknowingly. And so he decided to bring to a grand finale, you know, what he had been doing for the last 3 years. If you see his life there, you know, he always took meals as a very important thing. As a matter of fact, his very first miracle, even before raising Lazarus from the dead, his very first miracle was at a feast at Cana in Galilee, changing the water into wine. That was his very first thing there. And then as he went along there, you see, even after his resurrection, when he's walking on the road to Emmaus, he says, let's stop, I'm hungry, let's have breakfast. And they cooked some fish. So meals, food was very, very important. And I think he took the semblance of food as the best way that he be remembered. Because we tend to forget, God has given us a way to keep remembering his love for us and his presence. He has given us something that looks like a bit of bread and a sip of wine, but it is neither bread nor wine immediately after the consecration. When some of the parishioners bring the bread and wine, that is actual bread and wine, but that's transubstantiated, that's the big word there, totally changed into the body and blood of Christ through the words of consecration. In reality, it is the body and blood of Christ, his body and blood, which he gave us on the cross to assure us of his love, his total life. He wants us to remember this, so he said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Yeah. You know, quite a few times in my pastoral ministry, you know, ministering to the sick, you know, and being there with the family, and the grandma's there with, you know, all the children and the grandchildren there around the bed, you know, where the priest gives the viaticum, you know, as food for heaven. So many times I've seen the wonderful experience where the grandmother would hold her hands out there, and all the kids, she says, hold my hands, hold my palms, and she says, remember to be good to each other. Remember to be good to each other. Remember to love each other, just as I have loved him. It's happened, you know. And then, very often they have a picture of the grandma, and when things go wrong, one of them will say, remember what Poppy said there, or Mommy said? So the same thing Jesus used there in his life there. Not only does it help us to remember, my dear brothers and sisters, but by means of this gift, he's actually with us. People say they don't understand how this can be. The fact that we don't understand it doesn't make it impossible. There are so many mysteries that happen. We accept them there. It has always been a help for me, at least, to see in the host and the chalice a divine energy, stimulus. The same energy that flows through a vine and its branches, which Jesus tells us about in John, in the Gospel according to John, where Christ says, I am the vine, he is the vine, and we are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him will live forever. He used that. And then also he says, you are Christ's body. Today we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ called Corpus Christi. It is a feast to strengthen our faith in Jesus' true presence in the Eucharist. He is truly present there. People who don't like to go to church, surprisingly, through the pandemic, you see, things are taken for granted there, you see. This is a real time where we can once again renew our recommitment to the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Meals, my dear brothers and sisters, as you and I know, are important. Perhaps many of us have lost sight of that in today's fast food industry. You see people there, right, having a hot dog with one hand, the hot dog biting it, with the other hand on the phone there. Yes. And that happens, we see, you know, is that the whole total concept of the family meal, the family get-together, if not been lost, has been lost. For Jesus, meals were very significant. There were many occasions in the Gospels, as I said earlier, Jesus involved himself in food and drink. The Last Supper, that was the grand finale there, the Last Supper there. We celebrate on Holy Thursday, when he gathered his disciples, even the one who was going to betray him. And before he did that, you see, he gave them an example of service. He washed their feet. And Peter says, you're not going to wash my feet. And the Lord looked at him in his eyes and says, Peter, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part in me. Yeah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that the Eucharist is the centrality of our faith. I just would like to, what you call, and to leave you with, you know, a couple of thoughts. See, and that is, you know, about that hymn there, about that song there by Christy Lane, you see, Lord, you know, one day at a time, you see, let me remember you, all that I ask of you is one day at a time. Lord, one day at a time, then I come nearer to you in the Eucharist. Lord, one day at a time, I am like you with my fellow men. Lord, one day at a time, help me to come closer to my family. Lord, one day at a time, help me through the Eucharist to be you and you and you alone. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you kindly stand, please?